This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
He's accused of lying to investigators, among other things, and this morning Carlos de Oliveira, a Mar-a-Lago employee, is expected to make his first court appearance, charged in the Donald Trump classified documents case. The AP's Jennifer King.
Carlos de Oliveira faces a judge in Miami on charges including conspiracy to obstruct justice and lying to investigators probing former President Trump's hoard of classified documents. The manager at Trump's Florida estate was added to the indictment, alleging Trump and valet Walt Nauta schemed to hide security footage. Prosecutors allege de Oliveira falsely told investigators he hadn't seen boxes moved into Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House. The indictment says not long after the Justice Department subpoenaed video footage at Mar-a-Lago, de Oliveira asked an information technology staffer how long the server retained footage and insisted that the boss wanted it deleted. Trump has denied any wrongdoing and says he was told the tapes were not deleted in any way, shape, or form. I'm Jennifer King.
Fewer Americans are struggling with the brutal heat, says the National Weather Service's Brian Hurley.
We're looking at about 60 million United States citizens under either an excessive heat warning, heat advisory, or an excessive heat watch. So that number is drastically lower than what we were seeing late last week and even into the weekend.
Much of the heat in the south central U.S. today. It's going to be 102 today in Shreveport, Louisiana. The trucking company Yellow Corporation has shut down operations and is headed for a bankruptcy filing. That's according to the Teamsters Union and media reports. It's laid off hundreds of employees. West African nations have given Niger's coup leaders 1 week to bring back the democratically elected president. Otherwise, they're threatening to use force. Gas is up to $3.75 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. Now to President Biden, the political campaign, and his age. The AP's Julie Walker with the latest.
Joe Biden, America's oldest sitting president, needs young voters to win again. Will his age matter? He's already the oldest sitting president in American history at age 80. If Biden were to win re-election, he'd be 86 by the end of his second term. To win in 2024, he'll need young voters to back him as solidly as those under 30 did in 2020. In that race against Donald Trump, 61% of them supported Biden, according to AP VoteCast. The Biden campaign and the Democratic Party see young voters as critical to the 2024 coalition, even as Republicans hope to make inroads with them. Biden frequently tries to defuse the age issue by joking about it. But a big question is whether his age could be a deciding election factor. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.